proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a new series on the devil's ambitions, as stated in the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Many people in our contemporary culture reject the notion that a personal devil actually exists. The Bible, however, teaches otherwise. Indeed, the Bible has much to say about the devil. The name Satan, another word used for the devil, the name Satan derived from a Hebrew term which meant adversary. The word connoted someone who served as an opponent or an enemy to someone else. According to 1 Samuel chapter 29, for example, Philistine princes asked their king to dismiss David and his men from their battle ranks, quote, lest in the battle he be an adversary, or Satan, to us, unquote. Various Old Testament authors alluded to the devil as Satan. 1 Chronicles chapter 21 used that name for the devil. So did the book of Job. The prophet Zechariah related a vision contained in the third chapter of his prophecy. A vision in which he saw, quote, Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him, unquote. Jesus Christ addressed the devil as Satan. When the devil tempted him in the wilderness, as recorded in the first chapter of Matthew's gospel, the Lord rebuked Satan, saying, quote, get thee hence, Satan, unquote. When answering an accusation that he worked in partnership with the devil himself, a charge made in Luke chapter 11, the Savior replied that, quote, if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Unquote. The Lord told Peter in Luke chapter 22 how, quote, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, unquote. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul also alluded to the devil as Satan. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he attributed his, Paul's, repeated inability to visit the Thessalonians. He attributed that to the machinations or devices of Satan. He described the man of sin, a term found in 2 Thessalonians 2. He described the man of sin as someone who, quote, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, unquote. The Bible's authors ascribed various titles to the devil. Isaiah labeled him as, quote, that crooked serpent, unquote, and as, quote, the dragon, unquote. Both of these terms can be found in the 27th chapter of Isaiah. Jesus Christ alluded to the devil as, quote, the father of lies, unquote, and as, quote, a murderer, unquote. Both terms found in John chapter 8. Paul referred to the devil as, quote, the prince of the power of the air, unquote, as well as, quote, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, unquote. Both of those expressions found in the second chapter of Ephesians. John heard what he described as a loud voice from heaven, depicting the devil as, quote, the accuser of our brethren, unquote. This in Revelation chapter 12. The devil was originally named Lucifer, that is to say, the bringer of light. He served as the anointed cherub that covereth, according to Ezekiel chapter 28. In that same chapter, God declared that Lucifer, quote, was perfect in thy ways, from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee, unquote. Though the devil held an exalted position in the heavenly hierarchy, he desired and aspired to become like God. That led to his downfall. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.